And even in Spain, it was not considered a high art form, but it changed so much during from the 70s to now. There's been a lot of openness and understand this art form. So it took a long time, but flamenco now enjoys a respectful, what can I say, acceptance in Vancouver and at the audience level and at the peer level, and our collaborators, they know a lot about flamenco now, which when we arrived, it was not very well understood. There were a lot of misconceptions about it.
When I first saw it, I saw it in Spain, and I wanted one of those skirts. And then the footwork, I thought, oh my goodness, if I could master that footwork. Do you have classes? Does the festival ever have anything where people can learn any of the steps or movements?
Yeah, actually, last night, today's Tuesday, no? Last night, the night before, we kicked the festival with a free for audience intro to flamenco, which I taught. Yesterday, we taught a class for SFU dance students, and we will offer a workshop with our guests from Quebec, Montreal, Miriam Allard, on Saturday. And I'm sure there is a guitarist and hand clapping. Can remember when. And also, we do a free for the audience, free for the public performance at Pinay Pavilion on Granville Island. So there is access to it and all the latest events.
When is the event on Granville Island?
This weekend,
Okay.
23rd and 24th.
Okay. That sounds exciting.
It is very popular at the event.
asking about your purpose, Michael, how does this align with what you see as your purpose in life?
Well, I would say that for me, when I look at both Jim and Rosario and what they bring to the table, in an odd way, it's just, each organization and its people and their vision have somehow their built strengths within their own groups. I mean, for example, this project alone, if I just was to quickly try to sort of explain it, I would just basically say that what Rosario brings is this incredible engaged community that has been immersed in this world, that she's kind of led and supported this vision of that. Jim has brought the international influence, but also an incredible infrastructure. I mean, the way they manage the companies, manage the tours, all that stuff, and help with the negotiations. And I think for ourselves, I mean, we were able to at the table bring this amazing venue with the great technicians and a lot of talent. So we're each providing different functions, but yet they complement and make a great whole. For me, that gives me great purpose.
No one has to drag you out there to work anymore. You jump out of bed excited about it. What about your purpose, Kyle? What do you, how does this align with your purpose?
So I, without getting too philosophical, I always reflect upon my youth and growing up in a relatively small town in northern Ontario of some 113,000 people. When I was growing up there, a place called Thunder Bay, and the cultural world, the cultural life of the community, it offered me so much in terms of how to view the world, how to find my place in the world, my place in society, and I became very dedicated to the idea of the importance of arts in society and in community. So, I've certainly followed a path of trying to be a great supporter for the arts in really believing the value of what it brings to community, how it opens up a world, the world to people. And I'll even go so far, and I've had this conversation with other people before, some of whom are on this call, that there are those of us, if not all of us, hopefully, that have had an encounter with an artistic exchange or an artistic offering of some sort that has offered us something, beauty, vision, an understanding. that if we could all have that experience or all have that encounter, with a cultural exchange, with an artistic moment, with an artist, then, you know, really believing that there would be less conflict in the world and arguably maybe even no war, dare I say it. Again, a very highfalutin sort of idea, but certainly that speaks to my purpose in life is really just trying to share the arts, trying to share the opportunity for people to have that experience to bring a common good and a common understanding for all of us.
Thank you for that. I'm going to do a station break just to say, good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the Place to Be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, streaming worldwide. We are waking you up to make you aware of a festival that is starting on the 27th. It's a flamenco festival. You can find out more about it on the website. Give me that website again.
VancouverFlamencoFestival.org.
And you can be assured that you will have a good time. You'll burn some calories up. You'll find, will there be food at the festival?
It will be food, no.
No food, okay. So you have to eat and hydrate yourself before you go because you will burn a lot of calories doing flamenco. Since there are people of every age within our audience who are going back to school for something or needing, with the cost of apartments, to have to find something else they can do, what do you think of the role of a mentor? Have you had a mentor? And what do you think a mentor contributes to someone who is trying out something they're passionate about or trying out something that they just have a hope that they can do?
It's a question for whom?
Each person. You can start.
Well, mentor in what I do, my guide was the need to share this art form, which I love, with everybody. And the need take me to, well, this is what I need to share. What we needed is understanding through our classes, understanding all the art form, and make it accessible to Vancouver communities. So before there was not too many instructors here. After that, it was presentations who had quality. And then we jumped into the international, of course, when the festival grew. We also have brought some scholars to do roundtables or lectures regarding different themes about flamenco, history of flamenco, evolution of flamenco, the flamencos, as Michael said, in the because there are different types of song forms, which are the ones who work in the land, and the other ones who are blacksmiths, or the ones who are basket weavers. So there's a lot of learn about flamenco. And in a way, I can say that the need of share this art form, it was informing what I have to read. I didn't have any other, I didn't have any other model. Mm-hmm. To grab on. It was all the need that each step of my career brought to share this art form with Vancouver audiences.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Michael, what about you? What do you think of the value or importance of mentors or your experience with a mentor?
Well, I was very fortunate in my career, in the early part of my career, when I was completing my studies, to be in a situation where I worked with one lead mentor and about four or five key artists that were directors, producers. And they opened up the world to me, and they also gave me stepping stones to the earlier part of my career. And also, I learned a lot about just how you manage many, many different creative situations, and that you have to learn above all to be incredibly flexible, but yet also develop a sense of what is, you know, your personal vision or take. So that it's actually, it takes quite a while to get a sense of all of that and whether you can exercise it in an effective way that's also in a professional context. That's the other thing, because you have to make a living doing it. So in today's world, I think it's even more challenging. So I really believe in mentorship in a significant way, because there are so many pitfalls that one could fall into. And it's just, you know, quickly in the realm of social media, if you do not know how to use it properly and you're starting off your career, you've got to be very, very careful how you use it. So, and just that's one minor example, but there are just so many aspects to understanding and being a very accomplished producer, director, or artistic curator. So I think it's invaluable. That's my take. So anywhere where we can support it, we do. And I believe that is actually, you benefit enormously from, especially in circumstances where you're challenged as opposed to being comforted. I think we need all get more comfortable with dealing with challenges and being able to find the proper balance within that. Yeah. Anyway, that's my take.
Yeah.
Jim, I think I called you Kyle a while ago. I'm so sorry.
Not a problem at all. I was going to say, I certainly believe in mentorship. During the time of my career, just given the age that I'm at, I guess, and even, you know, before my career began, I feel like the notion of mentorship or the idea of a mentorship has become much more formalized, almost to the point of even being professionalized, I would say. But I often reflect back on the number of people that I consider my mentors, even though I expect they probably had no idea that they have played that role for me. And it is really those people that you just monitor, watch, check in, learn from, you know, I ideally have the opportunity to engage with in some way to get beyond the surface and sort of know what's going on inside of their head and try and understand a bit more of the process of, you know, how they are dealing with the many, many, many opportunities, but challenges as well that they need to negotiate in terms of achieving the things that they do achieve and that we all admire them for. So I echo that, you know, mentorship is a very, very important part of growing up, I think, these days. And I think the fact that it's become much more respected, appreciated, understood, talked about is only to everyone's benefit, both, you know, those that are the mentees, but also mentors who are actually realize that they're potentially being watched and being modeled by a generation that's following in their wake.
Yeah. Can I add something, please?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been always the first one, doesn't give me enough time to think. But thinking about it, although I didn't have any model or somebody who helped tell me what to do, of course, I have had a lot of people who I have reached out and asked for advice. So I want to just definitely acknowledge this. Many, many people, whether I ask for advice or I learn by watching what everybody does. Of course, you don't do it only by yourself. I also have a partner, so we both work and talk a lot about together with things that how to get in the direction of our company. And also, right now, at my age, I'm not dancing anymore, but I do a lot of mentorships, whether it is in guidance for artistic career, or choreographies, or artists, or the admin part. And I'm so thrilled that young people want to learn from me. I couldn't believe it. So it's very rewarding be able to do that for the new generation.
Now, those points you made, this show is called Saluau. My guest and I speak up so that the audience, the listeners, can listen up and act upon what they've heard. And so this importance of a mentorship, you've heard that is something that is available. How much joy each of these people, how much joy Jim, Michael, and Rosario have gotten from being mentored and from giving mentorship to others. So be brave enough in whatever you're doing to reach out. If you see someone that's dancing the way you like to dance, playing music, writing a book, painting a picture, venture to ask them if you could watch, if you could talk with them, if there's something that you could share. Because in our lives, at the ages that we are, it's good just hearing, reflecting back how much you felt, how much you could see people have appreciated. People who come up to you years later and say, you may not remember this, but when I was in your class or when I was in your workshop, you showed me this little thing, and it's helped me to build my own repertoire. So any one of you who are sitting back thinking, oh, nobody wants to hear, you have heard from four witnesses that, yes, people do want to hear. People do want to share. There is someone who will appreciate your ideas. So don't hoard your ideas and your creativity. Be like the people that you've heard about in this discussion this morning and offer, make yourself available. So we want to remind people just again what it is that's happening on the 27th. The three collaborators you have heard from: Jim Smith, who's the AD of Dance House, Michael Boucher, who is director of SFU's cultural programs, and Rosario Anser, who's the AD of Vancouver International Flamenco Festival. Any last or parting thoughts? I really appreciate your time, that you took the time to come out and talk and record. I love the energy that you have. I can't wait to... will you be videotaping? Will people be able to see this program by video at any time in the future?
Unfortunately, no video. Not.
Well, we want to get people out of streaming.
We're all about the live.
Yeah, the live is the live.
Okay. Yeah, but it's such a short time and so much to learn. I mean, it just whets the appetite for next year, but...
that's the whole idea.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing more of what you do, telling more people about it. Just don't forget to go on. Tell them again the website to go to.
Dancehouse.ca, specifically for the Rocio Molina show and for the rest of the Flamenco Festival.
VancouverFlamencoFestival.org.
Okay, well, you all have a wonderful time. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for showing the collaboration works. That's another thing when people say you are absolutely proof that people can get together, have all that electric energy. The energy doesn't have to clash. It can work together to bring something harmonious for the community to enjoy. So thank you so much for what you do.
Hear, hear. Thank you so much for hosting us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
دست منو تو باید این par de oro por el comer. Chiritune, just manto, dar de moro chore.
Come to the end of another Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, it's a luau show. Now that you've heard it, you can go out and enjoy the flamenco dancing. You can look at ways that you can support this festival, other parts, things that are happening across the city, a wonderful way to get to know your neighbors, get to know people that live in different parts of the city, and just burn up extra calories and welcome in the nourishment of good company. I look forward to joining you, having you join me again next week at 10, SULUAU. If you have ideas for shows you'd like to hear, you can send me an email. If you like this show, you can send me an email at iamsistac@gmail.com. And no matter what time it is that the show comes on, when people ask me what time is it, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers, poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery, time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. For joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Fashion Fictions, an exhibition which surveys experimental design practices that exist at the intersection of fashion and other modes of cultural production, until October 9th, 2023. The designers in Fashion Fictions occupy liminal spaces such as fact and fiction to use fashion as a means to unite seemingly disparate sentiments and to propose new possibilities for aesthetics, bodily forms, and more ambitiously, how we exist in the world. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.